Welcome everybody, Shia number 1112. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rav Aaron Zissel Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Refuah Shleima Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya. Okay, I just want to go through a few more ins, odds and ends, if you want to call it, in Zareya, touch-ups here and there. And then hopefully Bezras Hashem will start on the Malacha of Tzad, which is capturing and trapping, and it applies a lot in various different halachas, as we'll see, especially in reference to insects and so on, bees, ants, flies, various mosquitoes and these type of things. Okay, so just real quickly, the Sefer Klalim does bring down on page Tzadik Tes, in reference to, we spoke about spitting, if one has to give a spit, whatever the case is, one should be careful not to spit on grass, but he does bring down, need be, if somebody doesn't, there's no concrete over there, or there's no place where there's no grass, they're walking on the grass, and they just have to, and it could be a question sometimes of going Daladamis, whatever the case is, and they just have to give it out. So there is what to rely on. He brings down from the Sefer Chut HaShani that Yesh Matirim L'Rei Ketzas Al Tzmachim, if somebody has to spit a little bit for whatever reason and there's only grass around, She'enei Meschavin L'Tzmicha, they don't have a mind for the growing of the grass. And he holds the Maisa, so what would be the, what's the reason why one would be allowed to if they have no other option? He says this is not, the person only does a small amount, obviously, and it's not the derech of watering, you know, one's grass. It's not how somebody waters the grass, is by spitting on it. Also, that we're not afraid of, sort of like a kalacha, it's a kalacha yad type of a thing. It could be a little bit of kavod abrius also. And we're not so worried, but we're not so worried about that this small amount of spit will take water the grass. So there is what to rely on better. Preferably, if one could, you know, obviously do it on pavement is better, but if need be, there is what to rely on. Okay, the next thing I want to just mention. Okay, just real quickly to read in reference to the Arba Minim, like we spoke about last time, the Lulav Hadassim and Aravis, in reference to Yom Tov from the Sefer Shabbos Home. I just wanted to read how he says it. I just want to mention one thing which I was remiss. I forgot to say it last time. If somebody, and we mentioned this a while back, but if somebody takes Hadassim, or let's say by Aravis actually, and they have in mind, well, I want to grow an Aravis tree, so I'll stick it in water now, and now it's Yom Tov. On Shabbos, it's all Muksa. That's not the question. Of course, you're not allowed to do it, but on Yom Tov, and they want to stick it into water, and they'll say, well, I'll stick it in water and have it start to start getting it ready like this. I could start to grow my Aravis tree after Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that because you're putting it into water for growth and you want it to grow. And even if it doesn't take root, you're not allowed to do it with the intention of having it grow. And you can't even do it on Chol HaMoed. Also, we mentioned that time. So all these cases is only questions of preservation. I'm just doing these, whether it's Aravis, Hadassim, or the Lulav, just to preserve it. That's where these shailas come up. If there's any sort of growth at all, or taking root, or whatever the case is, that is all usher to do. That's not a question. So just real quickly, just to read how he says on page 238, similarly, it's usher to place the Lulav and Hadassim and Aravis in water on Yom Tov. One should place them in water prior to Yom Tov, so that they will be able to, they'll be permitted to remove them and replace them in the water on Yom Tov. In other words, to put them into the water before Yom Tov, and then, again, all in cases of preservation issues, so that they'll be able to remove them and replace them, and they could take them out and put them back in on Yom Tov itself. In the event that one forgot to place them into water before Yom Tov, one may rely on those poskim who permit placing open flowers, again, purely open flowers, into a vase that was filled before Yom Tov. So we mentioned that in the Mishnah Berurah, brought down, we spoke about that whole issue that time, that but we said that the Evid, if somebody got stuck and all they're doing is sticking it into the water, the flowers into the water, then there's no growing, there's no opening, budding, or something like that. So then we said, need be, one can rely. So the same thing he says over there, the same thing would apply over here. In the event that one forgot to place them into water before Yom Tov, they can rely on those shitas that the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzin, I think it was, brought down, that one may rely on those poskim who permit placing open flowers into the vase, and the same thing with the Hadassim and the Aravis and so on, as long as everything was prepared already before Yom Tov. And again, like we said, Shabbos, it's all Aser, and just to make sure that there is no growing taking place. Okay, moving along. We had mentioned his reference to a sprinkler system. He brings also the Sefer Lametes Melachos, which we spoke about. One is permitted to have an automatic water, sprinkler water, on the grass on Shabbos. They set it all up from before Shabbos. We're assuming nothing is done on Shabbos itself. However, the Poskim advise that the sprinkler should be turned off prior to Shabbos. He does bring down from Rav Moshe. He brings down that he did hear from Rav Moshe. Brings down Rav Simcha ben Amkon Shlita on page 4, 243, that it should be turned off prior to Shabbos because of the fact that it could be a Zilzul Shabbos if it's running on Shabbos. Okay, but again, the letter of the law, Pesach can bring down that it is okay. The Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes brings down also it's okay. Again, as far as before Shabbos, turning the sprinkler system on Shabbos can't be done. He goes even as far as to say that the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes in conjunction with the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that today most people are lenient regarding the use of timers, even to the okay, we're not going to get into the whole time. We spoke about the timer issue, but Taka even goes as far as to say that one may set the sprinkler system to go on and off on Shabbos itself. Again, one should try not to, if it's possible to get out of it. We saw the Sefer Shmir Shabbos brings down that it's a Zilzul Shabbos. Lefi Rav Moshe held that it's not the right thing to have running on Shabbos, but need be, for whatever reason, there is what to rely on. We also spoke about turning off. That's not a problem at all. You're just shutting the valve as long as there's no Chil Shabbos involved, like no numbers, no digital readouts, electric being turned off, and these type of things would be okay to turn it off. You're just turning off the tap. Now, the Sefer Learn Shabbos in 3 minutes also says, but if the tap's connected to an electric sprinkler system and it will affect the settings on the system, then one may not shut the tap on Shabbos, obviously, because then that is a problem in other areas with lights and so on. He brings that also to the Sefer Learn Shabbos in 3 minutes. Interesting that, let's say sometimes there's an animal, a cat or whatever that goes in the garden and you know, sometimes destroys the plants or eats the plants or whatever the case is. So sometimes just to shoo away an animal, you know, shoo to prevent, he brings like this, that one may prevent animals from eating plants. Doing so is not the malach of zerei. That's not considered you're promoting the growth, you know, just to do a protective act by chasing away an animal from the garden. Of course, you can't touch, you can't move animals and so on, the muksa, but not to destroy the garden, that would be okay, that would be no problem of zereya. One more quick thing, there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, actually, in reference to leaning on trees. We spoke about leaning on trees, you can't lean, fine, we spoke about all that, if a person's weak or whatever, but there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, that says the only problem with leaning would be if they're going to move it. In other words, he brings like this, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that Da'as HaShulchan Aruch Rav, could be found on page Reish Nun Ches in the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai in Simen Shin Lamed Vav. Da'as HaShulchan Aruch Rav, the Masha Asr Chazal L'Hashan Al Tzadawil, and who rak ba'ufin shaminidai aliday shenishan alavin, only when you're going to shake the tree. Avul im enim nidai is mutter. If you're not going to shake it, it's no problem. Mishabru and others don't hold like that, but where it comes into play, he brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, Halacha L'Maisa, that if somebody's walking and it gets, somehow it's slippery, right? And they want to just like grab onto a tree, let's say a strong tree that's not going to move. Ahoylech B'derech, he says, it's going and it's snow, or there's ice on the ground or whatever on the ground, and they get to a place where they're afraid it might be slippery. But what do they want to do? They want to grab onto the tree. In other words, they'll be leaning on the tree, bottom line is. But now we're talking about a tree where it's not going to move. It's a big, strong tree. They'll grab onto part of the tree, nothing's moving. So according to Mishaburi, says you can't. And according to the Das Pnei Moshe and others, you can't. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that would be okay because of the fact, again, as long as the person is not moving it, it would be okay. So it's important to keep in mind does the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, he taka paskin zat v'nir devay v'shiyur Hashem yipol v'nizak. In other words, a person's afraid they'll fall or hurt themselves. There is, you could be makel yesh lahokol levelis meichal dasa shulchan harav. You could be makel with the shulchan harav, and you know to grab onto the tree as long as it's not going to move. In a case in time when it's slippery, one is afraid to fall. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.